You know that the weather is semi-arid in South Africa?
Yes, they have beautiful weather there. Lots of sunshine and cool nights.
I was thinking I should bring lots of summer dresses when we visit. I'll need to keep cool when we're moving around.
That's not a good idea.
Why not?
Because you won't be taken seriously as a business person. There aren't a lot of women in senior positions there, so when it comes to negotiating with you, you'll want them to see you as an equal. Your goal is to establish trust. That's going to be difficult if they don't respect you.
Don't respect me? Seems a bit strong.
The country has changed radically in 20 years, but it's still changing. The business culture there is chauvinistic. That's just the way it is. It will grow and change in time, but it's not there yet. We need to go in there armed with the facts and proving we understand the South African market. That's what will impress these guys.
Oh yeah, I meant to tell you that I confirmed that last appointment, so all four are organized now.
Great. We're lucky to get those meetings. Normally it's difficult to get meetings with senior managers in South African companies.
Why is that?
Because they're busy. They own multiple organizations. Until recently, just four corporations owned 70% of the companies on the Johannesburg stock market. The government owns more than 50% of the country's fixed assets. Power is centralized. Companies are hierarchical and bureaucratic. It's changing, but slowly.
I think of South Africa as a rich, dynamic country.
And in ways it is, but it's also poor. Just 10% of the population accounts for more than half the country's income. Life expectancy for men is 52 years old, and there's an AIDS epidemic. Life is tough, but where there's change, there are opportunities, so it's all about perspective.
They speak English, right?
Yes, they all speak English, but sometimes with a strong accent that's hard to understand. There are different accents, too, depending on what part of the country you're in. It's best to have a notebook on hand to jot down words to avoid any confusion. I found when dealing with someone from the white community there, it's best to be direct. And when dealing with someone from the black community, it's better to be diplomatic.
Why not be direct and diplomatic?
Sure, it's always possible to find a happy medium, and where possible, use humor. South Africans are quick to laugh at a good joke. And they might be a bit narrow-minded, but they're also tactile. Don't be surprised if they shake your hand off, or if you get a slap on the back.
A slap on the back?
It's friendly. Everyone's like that, just the way they are. It's part of their attitude to building relationships. That's our main goal with this trip. Spend more time, understand more. We're not going to use any hard sell tactics. There's no point. It's impossible to make them move faster anyway. With this trip, we're laying foundations, but if we do this right, there'll be strong foundations.